That is gorgeous. Cornelia, you might have heard me play that a couple of weeks ago. Artist that's living on the Isle of Man now. That is called Listen. And before that, it was Olivia Dean and Dive, which I also really like that. But it made me think of it with, funnily enough, the BTS song, which was my third song today. I'm still quite surprised that I played that. If you do want to comment on any of the music that you hear today, do let me know. 166177, email studio@manxradio.com. You know we love to hear from you. I mentioned that we don't have an empty studio. We have a studio with a guest today. And I'm delighted that Joe Martin has come back. Joe! Not just to the studio, but also from Nashville. Because the last time I spoke to you, you were saying, exciting news, Christy, I'm going to Nashville to record an album.
And it's here. It's finished. it's gone quick, hasn't it?
I've got it in my hands and everything. And you've been getting some really good reviews for it. So before we come to that, tell me about the process then, because it involved some really cool people.
Yeah, well, firstly, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I went out to Nashville to record my latest album, which was a real trip. You know, being in country music for so long, it's been a dream of mine to record out in Nashville. And it was on my 2024 trip, I got introduced to a guy called Cornelius Webb, who's the son of Jimmy Webb, the songwriter. And he introduced me to Cal Campbell, Glenn Campbell's son. And basically, after a few beers, I plucked up the courage to ask if they would help me with my next record. And they said, well, yeah, sure, send us some demos and we'll see what you think. And it kind of ended up happening. And I was like, well, I've got to take this opportunity. So, yeah, it's kind of been like 18 months in the works, planning it all. And was lucky enough to go out to Texas as well to do all the artwork there, to the diviest bar in Texas, apparently. Or it might even be named the diviest bar in the US, but that's quite a big title to claim, isn't it?
What does the diviest bar look like then? I know there's a couple of photos on here.
But it was pretty crazy. I can't even explain it. But half the bar was derelict. So the doorway that I'm stood in the artwork, there's just nothing behind it, you know.
I'm going to hold this up, and I know that the camera will only pick it up if I'm talking, so I'm going to talk at the same time, but hopefully you'll be able to see this on the video when I share the video later. This looks almost like a sort of cowboy ghost town.
Yeah, so Valentine in Texas, I wrote the title track with a friend of mine, Steve Anderson. It's called Alone in Valentine. Valentine is literally a one-horse town in like the furthest west Texas you can get out in the desert, and it's got a population of 73 people. literally, you know, if you sneeze and you drive through it, you'll miss it. But this cute little bar is just really like iconic looking. And when we had the title for the song, we thought, now we need to go visit this bar and get the artwork and videos and stuff around this bar. And Jeff and Hannah, who run the bar, we walked in there and we explained what we were doing and if we could take some photos. And they were like, yeah, use the bar for whatever you want, you know, make yourselves welcome. And it was a great trip. Yeah.
What an awesome thing to do. And so what an experience of America as well, to go to both Nashville and also get to Texas as well, and go to Valentine.
Texas has been on the bucket list for a while, but it was so like hectic, this whole trip. It was like there was just no time to properly explore anything or like relax. So it was just in and out. So I kind of feel like I still got so much more of Texas to do. I didn't scratch that itch, but and it's the same with Nashville. I've been there a few times now, but this time it was just purely business. It was just in and out, and it was pretty full on in the studio. But we were trying to cut a whole record in 7 days. So
that's madness. That is madness. Well, we'll talk about how you did that in just a moment, but I think we should hear something from the album. Now, I have played this before. This is the excellent Backseat Driver. Tell us a bit about it before we hear it again.
So this song, I guess, is about a couple traveling through the US, like falling in love as they explore and discover more of the world. They're discovering more of each other. That's what the song's about.
And it's fabulous. And we'll find out how the actual recording process went with the legends, sons of legends of country music history after this. Joe Martin, this is Backseat Driver.
Spend Kodak camera roll, 80 miles worth of telephone poles. Dirt track, don't know where it goes, but we're going to find out. Faded map up on the dash, making memories made to last. If I had made one last wish, it would be this. Would you be my backseat driver, baby? Tell me which way to go. pictures, they all start with you. The valleys brought us close together, love in our hearts running like a river. The mountain air went to our heads and we got married in the spring. The desert sunset I'll never forget, the way you looked in that light. The nighttime comes and we're all alone, is when you show me that you're mine. Could you be my backseat driver, baby? Tell me which way to go. We could gaze all night through the sunroof, counting the stars as they glow. I've been to the end of continents, lived in cities old and new, but my best of they all start with you. Will you be my backseat driver, baby? Tell me which way to go. We could gaze all night through the sunroof, counting the stars as they crazy places, seen a million faces, lived a lifetime enough for two. But my best adventures, they all start with you. Ooh, they all start with you.
You know when you're kind of just having a nice chat to someone in the background and you don't quite notice that the song's finishing? Sorry, Joe. The song did sound ace, but we were just chatting off air there about the actual recording process of the album, Alone in Valentine, and songs like that, Backseat Driver.
Yeah.
And the fact that, obviously, we were just hearing you did the majority of it in Nashville, but then came over to the UK to sort of finish everything off. But let's go back to the Nashville side of things, because we haven't really talked much about that. So, obviously, you had, you know, Campbell and Webb working on it. What was their involvement then? What did they actually do?
It's pretty cool. So Cal produced the record. Cornelius, he goes by the name Goose, so I'll call him Goose from now on. He was playing bass. Cal was playing drums and recording everything. It was pretty amazing to watch, really. And they both helped with arrangements. So we kind of tried to get as much of it live as possible and the rhythm section down together to get that energy. And then some great players came in, Ben Jarrod, Neil Jones on steel. They came in afterwards and did some overdubs. And then after I left Nashville, there was a few extra things. Dan Engine Throne did some organ and piano on some of the tracks. And Matt Coombs did some, strings on one of the tracks. And I've always wanted to have strings on a record, like
so
real
live
strings. And I was like, this song is crying out for strings. So that was pretty amazing as well.
How much of an involvement did you have in the arrangements themselves then?
So I had a fairly strong idea of how I hear the songs, but the way I tend to approach it is, unless I have something really specific, I kind of let the guys do what they want, because they're experts in their own instrument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, I explain kind of which direction I want to take it and they get it straight away. Like there's some of this, like Backseat Driver, for instance. I imagined the chorus is just still driving four on the floor, and then Cal did like a halftime feel with it, and it completely changed it. And because I've been hearing it in my head the other way, it freaked me out, and I was like, no, this sounds weird. And like now I've heard it that way for so long, I'm like, this sounds great. It's a great feel.
It became something different in
and I kind
production.
Of wanted that. I wanted like experimentation happening on the fly, because the thing is, it's when you're looking at the clock in the studio and like time is money, you kind of just kind of got to throw ideas out there, try them. It's like, that's good, let's go with that. And you just have to commit to it. And you kind of got to go in not being too precious about your ideas and just thinking whatever happens, happens. And I think that's kind of like the old fashioned way of doing it. You know, back in the day when records were cut really quickly, they were on a strict budget. It was like they'd all go in
four channels.
It still kind of works that way in Nashville. It's like everyone just goes into the room, has a chart, and then they just do the song and like whatever happens, happens. But I mean, music today is kind of, in my opinion, sometimes is a bit overproduced. Mm. It's a bit too perfect, too clinical, and it kind of loses something, you know?
The energy and the sort of humanity.
Like
of
the soul
really.
A little bit. Yeah, because it's kind of like, you know, Lego music. It's just on the computer and they're just slotting it all together and it sounds perfect, but like the imperfections are sometimes what creates that.
Everything is not awesome. See what I did there? Yeah. Lego music. Anyway.
yeah.
That had to be done. So. Well, it's been really well received. You've had some fantastic reviews already from it. Really good stuff, which I'm really pleased to hear.
Thank you.
And I'm intrigued to know what it has done for you and the album with these two names attached to it. Has it helped in any way?
Well, firstly, yeah, I mean, they're phenomenal musicians and artists in their own right. But it's kind of like these days, I feel like it's not almost enough just to make a great album. Sometimes when you're submitting to like people for reviews and radio, if you have like an extra story behind the album, it kind of separates you from everyone else. And they're like, oh, it pricks their ears up when you say, well, this was produced here with these people. So not only that, but I just had the chance to work with them. And I was like, if I pass upon this, like I'll maybe never get this chance again. Yeah. So I just jumped in with both feet and committed to it.
Well, well done to you, because it is a brave thing to do to go over there and work with people that, you know, are from legends from the music scene, which is incredible to do. Well, we thought we'd put some Glen Campbell on. We should do, really.
Nice.
You know, put Calstad on the radio again. Yeah, he doesn't get played enough, obviously.
No.
So we're going to play Galveston, and then you've got a guitar, and so I think Mr. 21st Century Troubadour, we should probably get you to play something live in the studio.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you get yourself ready, and in the meantime we will listen to this absolute classic, the man himself, Glen Campbell.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water. Looking out to sea, and is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
I mean, what a songwriter, what a voice, what production, what arrangement. Well, it was Glen Campbell, of course, Galveston. We are talking to Joe Martin, who's back in the studio again with his brand new album, Alone in Valentine, which he's going to be launching at the Centenary Centre, by the way, on the 4th of April. If you don't have your tickets yet, get them now. Just, it's not sold out yet, is it? But it's
no,
close.
No, there's still tickets left.
Okay, so get your tickets.
Get them soon.
Get them soon. I know it's not quite because we've got ours. So I'm just, you know. We'll be front centre, Joe. Nice. Better be good. Nice. But we're going to have him play something live for us in the studio now. What are we going to hear from you?
So this is unreleased at the moment off the album. This song's called Man You Need. We were joking that Olivia Dean's got a song called Man I Need, right?
You see, you're just very current.
That's it, yeah, just without realising. I think I wrote this before that came out. Well, I did definitely write this before it came out.
She stole it, basically.
You know, yeah, pretty much she stole it from me.
Yeah,
that's what
I
we're saying.
So.
That's what
so,
we're going with.
So what we need is to get you both on a stage together. Forget Sam Fender.
Yeah.
She just, yeah, it's just, it's you and her next, isn't it?
I'll take that.
All right. This is Joe Martin live in the studio.
Honey, I won't waste your precious time or keep you hanging on to a dream you've had and held so dear and wanted for so long. But I have to tell you in the end and sing it in a song. It doesn't make it right, I know, but it doesn't make it wrong. But some things happen for a reason, some things aren't meant to be. I might be the man you wanted, but I'm not the man you need. How I wish to make you happy, put a smile upon your face, and I was glad to be beside you to start and share my days. But in the long run, it was for the best that I let you slip away. Not the believing kind, but I'm learning how to pray. Cause some things happen for a reason, some things aren't meant to be. But I might be the man you wanted, but I'm not the man you need. Time is all we have. Some things happen for a reason, some things aren't meant to be. But I might be the man you wanted, but I'm not the man you need. No, I'm not the one you're looking for. Hope that one day you can see that I might be the man you wanted, but I'm not the man you need. Yeah, I might be the man you wanted, but I'm not the man you need.
Yes. Join in, Roz. Do some applause for us. Thank you. Roz is in the background. That was fabulous, Joe. Thank you so much. We'll be chatting more to Joe in just a moment. And also, we have a premiere of his brand new single, Still to Come. Before we hear that, this was last week's third song, Courtney Barnett featuring Waxahachie. This is Sight Unseen. Stay a while. Fabulous stuff. Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie. That is Sight Unseen here on the Manx Radio Live Lounge. Christy with you through till six, and then Simon Quine will be here with the indie set list for you. But we're talking all about country music now, because we have, I described him earlier as a 21st century troubadour. I mean, that's what it says on your website, Joe Martin, so I'm allowed, aren't I?
Yeah,
I can call
absolutely.
You that. I mean,
it sounded like a good line.
It's got a really kind of nostalgic and romantic feel, hasn't it? Which is, I mean, troubadours, there's not enough of them nowadays.
No.
So keep it going, keep it strong. We love it. He just played live in the studio for us. He is going to play live again, but we're going to have a premiere in a minute of your brand new single. The video went live yesterday.
Yes.
It's fabulous. Tell us a bit about the video.
Thank you. Yeah, so the video's like a montage of just footage that was taken over the 7 days in the Nashville studio. So there wasn't an official video for it, so I've just like stitched it all together. But it kind of gives you like a fly on the wall view of you know,
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes and the banter we were having and stuff. And I just thought it worked really well. So the actual song itself is available next Friday on all streaming platforms. But I just wanted to premiere it with a video.
Yeah.
So
it is fab. So do go check it out. I've posted it on our Manx Radio Facebook page. So when you see the post about Live Lounge tonight, there is the video under there as well. So do go check it out. But one of the reasons we want to talk to you now is not just because you've got the new album, but because you're going to launch it.
Yes. Peel Centenary on the 4th of April is officially the first day of the tour. I'll be with my full band. We'll be playing the album start to finish. And we'll be doing some Glen Campbell, Jimmy Webb songs in there as well.
Wonderful.
For all the folks that remember those amazing tunes. So tickets are selling well, like I said. There's a few left. I'd love to see you there. So please grab one sooner than later. And yeah, I mean, Centenary is a beautiful venue.
Isn't it gorgeous?
The sound last time I did it, it was just incredible.
Because the last time, it was James Taylor last time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
They were there, yeah.
Paying homage to the incredible James Taylor. So yeah, I've done vinyl with this album. The first time I've done vinyl, so I'll have some vinyls with me to sell. CDs as well. And speaking of vinyl, I'm doing a vinyl listening party at Sound Records.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah. It's come back. It's cool again. So Sound Records behind M&S, right?
Yeah.
In Douglas.
Don't worry. Our listeners know Sound Records.
Okay. So that's next Saturday, the 28th at 2:30 p.m. Come on down. If you're in town, you know, grab a coffee and come in. We'll be listening to the B-side of the album and I'll play a few songs acoustically as well.
That must be quite scary, though, to have like the people watching you as you listen to the album.
Well, I've never done it. I don't really know how it works, but I've been told that it's what the cool kids do these days.
Yeah.
So I just said, what's the crack, you know? And they said, well, just bring it in. We'll play it. People can listen to it. You can talk about it. I think it's just going to be very casual.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll, you know, bring some more attention to the Peel gig as well. So that's the plan. And then there's a little section for Manx, like artists, like local artists in there with the vinyl. So I guess it'll be going in that little slot.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
You see, we've owned you now. We've claimed you. You're one of us. You are never leaving again. That's it now.
I love it.
We do like our musicians here. Well, we're going to hear this premiere then. So if you've not yet seen the video, this is your chance to hear the brand new single before it streams. It's called Hand Me Down Heart. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the guy that introduced me to Goose and then Cal is a guy called Jonesy, Ben Jonesy Jones, who's an English guy that lives out in Nashville. I've written with him before. He's such a laugh. And we wrote this song together. And it just felt right to put this as the opening track of the album because he's kind of the reason that it all happened. So, yeah, Hand Me Down Heart.
So this is what you will hear when you put Alone in Valentine on. It will start with this.
Can't afford to just go through the motions. If you still ain't over here, we might sink before we can swim. Don't bring me a heart that's all used up. Anything less than everything, it ain't enough. It's gotta be new from the start. So don't hand me a hand-me-down heart, no. Sure of hollow lies, poem to words and lying eyes. Don't bring me a heart that's all used up. Anything less than everything, it ain't enough. It's gotta be new from the start. So don't hand me a hand-me-down heart, no. Don't hand me a hand-me-down heart. Don't hand me a hand-me-down heart. So don't hand me a hand-me-down heart.
Joe Martin. That is Hand Me Down Heart. It is released on Friday on all streaming platforms, so do go check it out. And essentially, if you want to find Joe and his music, just type in Joe Martin music or listen to the Live Lounge, because he's here in the studio opposite me. And he's going to play us out with a cover. But before you do, Joe, just a quick reminder, because you've got a number of things coming up. First of all, the gig at the Centenary Centre, that's the 4th. How do people get tickets for that?
So they can get tickets through either my website, joemartinmusic.com/live, or the Peel Centenary website. That's on the 4th of April. Would love to see you there. It's the official launch of the album, first date of the tour. If you want to listen to the vinyl before that, you can get down to the listening party at Sound Records.
Look him in the whites of his eyes.
Yeah, 2:30 p.m. next Saturday, 28th. And if you can't make either of those, but you still want to catch me, I'll be with the Jesse James Band on Friday the 15th of May, again at the Centenary.
And we know they're great. They came over last time. It's fantastic stuff.
Great.
So that's going to be a really good night as well. So you're going to be a busy boy. And you're going
Very
to take
busy.
The music off island at all?
Well, yeah, there's a UK tour.
Yep.
Well, there's a northern tour in April. I'm doing the south in September. So, yeah, going all the way up to Scotland for a gig as well, and just kind of doing like the north west and the northeast.
Excellent. Well, it's been a joy having you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, clearly you're going to be super famous in the next 6 months, so I'm glad you were able to take the time. Thanks for that. The album is Alone in Valentine. It is fabulous. Do get it now. I'm delighted I've got a copy. Thank you for that. We'll see you at the Centenary Centre, but you're going to play out with a cover. What are you going to leave us with?
I'm going to leave you with a cosmic country song from Jimmy Webb. Again, covered by Glen Campbell and the Highwaymen. And this is Highwayman.
Fantastic. Joe Martin, thanks ever so for being with us.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost their baubles to my trade, many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, I'm still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, and with the sea I did abide. I ran a schooner around the Horn to Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. When the yards broke off, they say that I got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the rivers deep and wide, where steel and water did collide, a place in Boulder called the Wild Colorado. Slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. Yes, I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Maybe I'll become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again.
I mean, you're all right. That was so good, Joe. We had some lovely messages then. I'm going to sum it up with this one from Karen, who just said, "This guy is brill." I mean,
thanks, Karen.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. We really appreciate that. Do make sure you go see him, Karen, and get yourself to either listening party next week at Sound Records or go see Joe at the Centenary Centre on the 4th of April. And he also has the gig with the Jesse Janes as well. Just check him out. Joe Martin Music. As ever, thanks ever so much. And do keep us posted, won't you, on your rising success.
I will do. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Joe. The next song is for you because I know you like some Civil Wars. So we're going to put Civil Wars on with Barton Hollow.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.